Would you pray with me? Oh Lord our God, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable in your sight. For we truly recognize that you are the one who saves us, who strengthens us. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. So a minister was waiting in a line to have his car filled with gas just before a long holiday weekend. He was probably waiting at Costco. And the attendant worked quickly, but there were many cars ahead of him. And finally, the attendant motioned him forward toward a vacant pump. "Reverend," said the young man, "I'm so sorry about the delay. It seems as if everyone waits until the last minute to get ready for a long trip." The minister chuckled. "I know what you mean. It's the same in my business." Sometimes we get in trouble by waiting to the last minute. I know that when I try a new recipe up when I'm cooking in the kitchen, I look at it and say, "Okay, I got it figured out." And then I do it, and then I find out I got the timing all wrong because I'm chopping stuff when they should be going in and all of this kind of stuff. And I've finally gotten to the point, I think, most of the time, that I just get all the chopping and everything done before the recipe, and then I just go along and throw the stuff in when it needs to go in. And today I want to talk about timing as it relates to how God relates with us. Don't you find it interesting that when Zacchaeus is the most ready to see Christ, Jesus happens to be walking by? And it doesn't happen with Zacchaeus. It happens all throughout the Gospel of Luke. Elise McKenzie, in a blog on the passage entitled The Power of Persistence, Part 3, shares some of the following. Throughout the Gospel of Luke, Jesus seems to be passing by at just the right time for people. Just when a man is twisted by demons, in chapter 4 and 8, Jesus, the exorcist, passes by. Just as men are involved in the daily grind of making a living, Jesus passes by and calls them to follow him, in chapter 5. Just as a centurion's servant falls ill, Jesus just happens to be in town, as in chapter 7. Just as we are involved in judging someone else or being judged ourselves, Jesus, walking by and overhearing, breaks into the circle, as in chapter 7. Just as someone reaches the end of a suffering rope after years of struggle, Jesus happens to be moving down the street, chapter 8. And it goes on and on throughout the Gospel of Luke. Jesus is always at the point when he's needed. The truth is that through Jesus, God was ready to forgive even before Zacchaeus was ready to repent. Think about it. Think about what that means for us. God, through the Holy Spirit, is ready to forgive us even before we know that we are ready to confess or repent it. Knowing that, would we not be more apt then to confess something to God, to say to God, "We're sorry, we'll try to do better. Sorry for something we said or did." And I think the problem is that word shame. We let shame get in the way, and we just can't let go of it. We kind of hold it in because, oh my gosh, if someone should know, if God should know, well, God does know for that matter. We can't bring ourselves to admit something because we're afraid that it's too bad. And so we don't. We hold it in. Where it works against us. I want you to think of some of the saints in your life. Some of the ones that you just mentioned, and some perhaps that you were thinking of during that time. And I would imagine that some or many of them gave you something or touched you in a way that was needed at some important point in your life. I mentioned my fifth grade teacher, Mr. Helderman. I was at a point in my life that I was really feeling down on myself. Yet he affirmed me as a person in some really wonderful way that I still remember today. And it was such an impact, began to turn my life around at that point. And God is like that even more. In fact, God is always seeking us. And so, in a sense, God is always ready before we are. God can forgive us for whatever it is we've done. How much easier is it for you to forgive others or even yourself knowing that God forgives you? There's a wonderful story that I've shared before about this idea of forgiveness before repentance. It's a Spanish story of a father and a son. The son was a teenager, and the two had become estranged. The son ran away. The father set off to find him, and he searched for months to no avail. Finally, in a last desperate effort to find him, the father put an ad in the Madrid newspaper. The ad read, "Dear Paco, meet me in front of this newspaper office at noon on Saturday. All is forgiven you. I love you, your father." On that Saturday, 800 Pacos showed up, looking for forgiveness and love from their fathers. Their father forgave even before the son, what their sons knew and to repent or to say they were sorry. Forgiveness is there for us and for others if we will just accept it as Zacchaeus did. Christ said, "I'm coming to your house today, Zacchaeus. I will pay back people double, four times if I defrauded them." God's timing is different than ours. And ain't it wonderful that it is? So let's celebrate that. Amen.